ye, har ye. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my fantasy giggles?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown. Giggles going all out.
And then he sits down.
And then I'm back. I'm back.
Whoa,
I'm back.
You're hot. We're all hot. We're all a little hot.
Just bring it.
All right. It's been a little while.
It's been a long while. And
where have you been?
I've been all over.
Let me ask you this. I haven't seen you in like a week or so, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you gotten a haircut?
Yes.
You have.
I did get
a
haircut.
So I won.
So you did. You
within
did win.
Like 2 weeks. You didn't even try.
See, the thing about my hair, like if it gets too long,
yeah,
it sort of increases the bald spot that's occurring right now. So it weighs it down. You know, when it's short and curly.
Let me see the bald spot. Oof.
It's not really a bald spot. It's a thinning. It's a thinning area.
It's a thinning area.
The good news is that there's a lot of studies going out, and they've cured mice baldness.
But it might just be for stress-related baldness.
But it might be. But, I mean, what else is...
My doctor, and I have a doctor now because I have health insurance, said to her the other day, you know, I seem to be losing my hair. Can we do anything about that? And she wrote me a script and recommended some vitamins and some other stuff. And I shared this information with Giggles.
Yeah, wow. So it's like two people went to the same doctor. You know, he didn't really have to. But I mean, I don't get the medicine.
No.
But I got the info.
Do you have health insurance?
Yeah,
I do. So everyone at this table now has health insurance.
Look at this.
I got health insurance the other day.
Winning.
All right, it is Dave and Giggles. Why don't Ryan over there, our producer, wonderful producer. I haven't seen you in a long time either. We're going to get into you now. In a little bit.
We're going to get into everybody.
But I want to, why don't you give me a little music? I haven't, you know,
hold on,
give me a little music.
Okay.
And we are Dave and Giggles, 646-915-9228. We got our phones back.
Our phones are back. So is Blog Talk, is it real? Is it
real?
I want to know. Real. We need a test call. Somebody call in.
Call in.
Sit. We need a. It's the first time we're paying for Blog Talk Radio.
Paying
what is it? $40 a month or something?
It's $40 a month. We're paying for it.
If you know of a better service,
so I mean, now it shows you people out there that are listening to us that we're for real.
Yeah,
we're for real.
We're putting in money.
And then the big other news. Every time you play,
it's him right there. He was texting me.
Who?
The studio.
Sean?
Susu Studio. No, Mike. Mike. Yeah.
Mike. Right. Turn that down a little bit. Turn it down a bit.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, just turn it down a little bit.
So just do what you tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can't hear it, so.
No, it's cool.
It's kind of weird that I'm working the music and
I know.
You can't hear it.
It's cool. So. I'll figure that out next week. I didn't have time. We were like, we're running real late in this one.
We had a lot.
But it's cool. 646-915-9228. Man, so much is, we haven't been here in 2 weeks, so what's been going on? Give me the lowdown.
Oh my gosh. All right. Went on a cruise, you know, went on vacation, like my fifth vacation this month. I'm taking vacations
taking
all
vacations.
Over the place. That's what you got to do.
And you don't have a job.
I don't have a job. So,
how's this working?
It's just it's a fine art.
It's
of
a
taking
fine
vacations.
Art. Is it a fine art of finding the right?
Do you shut your mouth?
You look so good. I'm looking over here at Blog Talk.
Uh-huh.
And now with paying that we're doing, we can actually have a dial out method.
You want to call somebody?
So we can call
Let's
people.
Call somebody. Who do you want to call?
Let's
call Wrath. Scrap.
I don't know. He's upstate with Joe. They're finishing their
We
movie.
Should call them both. Let's do it. What are they? I think they're finishing each other.
Wow. They're finishing each other.
Yeah, they're totally like nude in bed.
Wow.
And be like, oh, you're my muse. Oh,
that's pretty much what's going on, isn't it?
You make me feel so creative. Ugh. So.
What's up?
All right. I have a bit of a gripe. A bit of a gripe.
Let's get all the gripes. I feel like there's a lot of gripes on the table.
A lot of tension.
Because I've been like, I walked in and we had Ryan over here. He's like, "Fuck you, just fuck off," and he's just like throwing out like all these Facebook statuses, and "fuck" is in every single one of them.
What are you talking about?
The whole James Franco. What's your beef with James Franco?
He, you know, I was behind Mr. Franco before the Oscars. And he kind of came out with that smug little smirk. That's okay, because Giggles, you smugly smirk all the time.
Yeah. I'm not hosting the Oscars. But
that's a good point. And then when he said, yeah, congratulations, nerds, to the people that invent the cameras that make him look good. I was like, yeah, man, all right. Fuck you, you fucking smug motherfucker.
The thing about him is that...
He's a cocksucker.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say you give that man a script and he will play a great role. I've seen him
in... Russell Crowe, Mel Gibson, okay.
He's kind of got that same like Robert De Niro thing where you give him a script and he'll play it off. He'll be badass. He'll be great. But you get him in an interview and he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And I feel like they didn't know what they were getting themselves into with James Franco, because James Franco does not know what to do unless there's a script, a movie going on, unless there's emotion. So he just kind of got up there and was like, you guys paid me to do this, but I don't really want to do this. And what was it going to do, say no?
Even in the little clips from the Inception spoof and things they did.
I love how he just completely shuts down. When we
you guys are a
movies.
Bunch of women. Like, oh, James Franco makes me mad.
I was fine with James Franco.
Well, you guys fucking asked me what I thought.
I didn't ask you. Dave asked you.
No, actually,
you were making eye contact.
It was
you.
Said it.
Yeah.
It's true.
So why don't I just stay out of your guys' little jerk-off party and just sit over here in the corner.
Wow. Yeah, everybody calm down.
You guys whack each other off.
Calm down.
That's what happens during the show.
See,
if you're
all angry. What is going on with you?
Nothing's going on.
Bring the music down a little
bit.
I'm
in a good mood.
Bring the music down.
I'll take your word for it.
I can't even hear this music.
It's all right. It's okay. Bring it down.
Only Dave can hear the music.
Is this a practical joke on me? You guys,
it is.
What, you can't hear the music?
I feel like there's a lot of like animosity right now.
We didn't do a fist bump.
Hey,
guys, everybody, I'm glad to do this show with you guys. Like,
I am
sure.
Too. I'm happy.
Rain or shine, we make it.
But I feel like there's a lot of animosity coming from Ryan. And it's not that like he hates us. I don't think he hates us.
No. It's just
I just think your life in general. Like, what's going on? What's gotten you down?
Had a rough few days. No big deal.
No big deal. You don't want to talk about it?
Nah, not really. I'm gonna bounce back. Just
you
fine.
You bounce back?
Not my show. It's your show. What's up, guys?
All right. I do want to talk though. You did have a big show today.
I had an improv show.
Yeah. How'd
first
that
time
go?
You know what? It was really fun. It went really well.
All right. Tell
at
me about
UCB Theater. It was our graduation show for our 101 class.
Okay.
And I personally did better than I think I've ever done in class. I'm just better in front of an audience.
Sure.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah. During one bit, I had a line I really liked. I said, okay, kids, time to dissect your lab project. Here's some pig genitals. And it fit really nicely in the scene.
And it was a good one.
Pig genitals.
They loved it.
Yeah. And went really well. Yeah, I was a hero.
So it was all improv. How many people did you have with you?
We had six on our team and there were seven on the other. We had a couple guys that couldn't come, so
gotcha.
Out of our class of 16 at UCB Theater.
How much did you pay for being in the class?
It was $350,
For how long is the semester?
Ten classes,
like nine weeks, I think.
Nine weeks.
Yeah, and I'm starting a sketch class Tuesday. Yeah.
And you've also
really
met some great guys, right?
Met a lot of good contacts,
a lot of dudes,
a lot of actors, a lot of video production people.
That's
I'm
good.
Doing stuff with and. We did a film with some of them in the 48-hour film festival. Won first prize overall.
I saw that. I saw that. Where can they can see that on?
It's on YouTube. Yeah, it's called Watered Down.
Watered Down. It was pretty funny. It was.
I
think they had a green theme to the film festival.
Green theme.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had to, you know, make a film about stuff that was green.
Wow.
And it was Poseidon as kind of like a coked up meth addict. Mm-hmm. It was good. Like the oceans.
I feel like you've told me about this.
It turned out really well.
It was good.
It was the easiest thing I've ever edited because it was shot so well.
Nice.
It was written
I did. I watched it.
Yeah. Turned out well, right?
It was
like
cute.
48
yeah.
hour.
Yeah, it was cute.
I mean,
yeah, why not?
Yeah,
we'll get that in a second. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys
there? Yeah, what's happening, buddy? Bring those down and just bring up a 5. What's happening?
Oh, jeez.
Starting late? Actually, I think we're starting a little early.
Yeah, we're starting early. Who is this?
Well, I'm a different time zone. I don't know.
Who is this? What's going on, buddy? What's going on?
We're in Indianapolis, Indiana. Listen to you guys before. I thought you guys said starting early today, and then you were starting like 8 minutes late. And then I was on hold for like 8 more minutes. I'm just wondering what's going on, if you guys are all right and everything.
No, yeah. We're good. It took us a couple of minutes. The water, the rain was holding us up, but we're here together. And tell us what's happening in Indiana. What are you doing right now for a good time? What's your week looking like? Tell me something good.
I got engaged this week, which is nice.
Nice.
Hey, congratulations. Guys, we're really hot here.
We are really hot.
Yeah, where's the master on this thing?
It's just those two down at the bottom. I don't know what we...
Congratulations on getting engaged.
That's awesome.
What was
man.
His name? What was his name?
I don't know. Oh, me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Real hard to hear.
Yeah, totally. So you got engaged. How long you been with this girl? Six nice. Years.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. How old were you when you started with her? 21. Wow.
And this is it. Like, what was the most... Nice. Way to go, man. Let me ask this question. When did you know? What was that moment that you're like, this is it. This is the woman that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Giggles really wants to know the answer to this.
The first time I got it in.
Just the tip.
You're like, I want this.
So you were like, this is it. This is the last piece of ass I want. This is it.
No.
I like it. So let us know what's going on out there in Indiana. We're going to let you go, but thanks for calling in. Congratulations, man.
Listen, if you want somebody to film, hey buddy.
Love you guys.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, I think he's gone.
All right, well, he's still listening.
Yeah.
We should go film his wedding.
All this information on the new blog talk, I'm really excited about it. We actually have a screener option.
Really?
We have it on air. We have a call-out option.
Awesome.
This is all stuff we could work out later, and I just was really excited about it.
On-air production
about it.
Meeting.
Yeah, on-air production meeting.
You guys have an announcement to make that I think is pretty cool.
It is a big announcement. Why don't you
big
make it? Why don't you make it? Because you're the one who did all the work on this, which I was impressed.
I'm producing.
You are producing.
Dave and Giggles. This right now
Dave and Giggles.
Is going to be the last.
The last?
Dining room studio.
Last
dining room studio
apartment
show.
Apartment.
We are moving into the big time. With your help, we are we're getting a studio.
We're getting a studio.
Studio.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
We're getting a studio.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful studio. Beautiful rooftop. We're throwing it out there to anyone who's listening. Anyone wants to come by the studio, you're more than welcome.
You want to be on our show?
You want to be on our show? You want to come by and be audience? You want to come by and hang out on our rooftop? Come by.
Let us know. It's going to be nice. But with this studio comes big responsibility.
What are we, Spider-Man?
What? We need to we need listenership. We need sponsorship, you know. It's our winter pledge drive.
Sure.
So we're calling in pledges.
It's like spring pledge.
Yeah.
Things need to happen.
Things need to happen. So
make or break.
This is make or break. Yeah.
So call in 646-915-9228. Pledge your love to Dave and Giggles and let us know that you're out there. So we know you're out there. Let us know you're listening.
Because right now, like, I'm just, it helps us.
What?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
All right, tell me more about I haven't seen you, Give it to me. What's been going on?
It's been a while. How's our Gosh.
What's going on? Why are you breathing so heavy?
I'm getting old.
You're getting old. Why are you getting old?
Turning 30 on Wednesday.
The
big 3-0. Make it or break it.
I had an experience last night, and I'll share it. And it's really like – it was a low point.
I had an experience last night, too. We'll share it, too. You share yours
first. I go see the concert, and I went to go see actually Akron Family, which is the last song we play before the show's over.
Right.
And actually, it was the first song they played at the show last night. So it was like – it was warm to my heart. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
So everything is cool. We're hanging out. Me and Ryan were there, and we're drinking. And then he decides that he's like, I'm going to go see my girl. So he goes to see his girl. Now I'm left in the city alone, right? And this was really late, really late.
Yeah.
And I go to the L, and I realize it's shut down. So I'm like, you know what? It's a nice night. I'm going to walk over the Williamsburg Bridge alone.
Yeah.
Well, first off, there was no one on the bridge, right? I'm checking my 20. I'm checking everything, making sure that no one was around, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm walking. I didn't even have my headphones on, so I'm just listening to the air.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear, Dave, right? And that's what I heard in my head. It wasn't exactly what I heard, but these two bikers just whiz right by me. And I turn around, and as I turn around, they whiz right by me. And I got the thought in my head. I was like, I look back like 2 seconds ago, no one was there. What if these guys on a bike were just out to make trouble and they had like a bat? I turned around and I got a bat to the back of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been terrible.
No.
But that's not my point. That's not the low point of my night. So I walk all the way across the bridge and like it was a long walk. So I was like sweating a little bit. It was hot. I stopped off and got some water at the end of the bridge. I was like feeling good. I was like, I did a little exercise, feeling good. So I head towards the L and I get like one block away from it. And these little, like, 16-year-old girls are there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them comes up to me, and she's like, do you know where we can get some weed? Right? And I'm like, you guys, no. Not at all. And then one of them comes up to me, the other one, this little one, the littler one, goes up to me, and she's like, Do you have any weed? Did you bring any back from the 50s? And she was like, I was like, oh my God, do I really look that old?
Well, they don't know.
No, they have no idea. But I was just like, wow. Like, that era is over. Like, I'm just old.
You're getting old.
I'm getting old.
You've got a musk. I keep telling you this on air, and I'm sorry to bring it on to everybody, but you've got a musk.
You like my musk, though.
It's like just a touch of, like, off scent.
The only thing about the musk that I don't like is the people at home can't enjoy it like we can.
I know. No, they can't enjoy it.
Right up in there. Oh, my gosh.
So what was your off thing last
night? I don't even want to talk about it.
No, let's talk about it.
No, I don't even want to talk. Bring it out. I cannot talk about it.
Just tell me a little bit.
You'd think you'd be safe, you know, in your neighborhood.
All right.
You know?
All right.
Exes hanging out.
Oh.
Yeah, showed up last night.
Wait, at the door?
No. At the bar we were at. We went to go see the...
But, I mean, you live in an area where that is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's
going
to happen.
So how did you react to it? Is it the recent ex or is it a longer ago?
The recent ex. Yeah. Everything's cool, but I did do an emergency exit out the side door.
Is that what your post was about?
I was like, peace out. I'm kicking, you know.
So you were there. The lady was working, right?
No, she was there.
Oh, she was there. So what did you do with her? You were just like, let's go?
I was like, it's time to go. It's time to go.
Did she know?
No.
She had no idea.
No, she knows now. I told her. But, you know, I thought it'd be best to avoid the awkward situation. Uh-huh. Not that it would have been awkward, but I was like, you know what? No, fuck this. You know, I don't need this.
No.
But that brings up
an interesting topic, though, about what do you do with exes? Like, what is the correct, should you just act as if they're normal, like friends?
Right.
Or should you be like, we have a history together. Maybe it's best we don't hang out in the same areas.
I would think maybe the option... Ideally, both would be the good.
How does that work, though?
I don't know. I just wasn't expected. Yeah. I just wasn't ready for it. And I was like, it threw me off. And I was like, dang it.
So you just left the bar.
Peaced out.
Jesus. 646-915-9228. Call us and let us know what you do with your ex.
Yeah.
Because I think it makes a big difference on how long you've been broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're with.
How long you were together.
Or how long you were together.
Mm.
And then if you're with someone now.
And if she is as well.
And if she is now. Absolutely. I think if now that I'm single, I don't care if I run into an ex.
No.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't really give a fuck. Just hang out. It's cool. Right. We're just friends.
Yeah.
But if I were with someone, it would be a little different. It would be like, well, I got this now. Now it's just a little awkward. See, I can understand where you're coming from.
We got a caller?
No.
No.
646-915-9228. Call us and let us know what you think.
I think it's just the, it's so cliched that, oh, hi, Sarah, this is Samantha. You know, it's like...
What are you supposed to do? Do a song with it? I mean, you just say, yeah, this is so-and-so.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I just avoid confrontation.
You do avoid confrontation like the plague.
I fold like a cheap lawn chair.
You do. Like, all right, for instance, we went and did... we met up with the studio owner guy.
Right.
And you folded.
What are you talking
about? You just sat there while I, had to nail this guy down.
But you were good. You steamrolled him.
Steamroll him, and he wanted tons and tons of money, and I got it down to nothing.
Yeah.
But you were just twiddling your thumbs.
Well, sometimes you got to let the the master do the talking.
The people of Central Florida are a placid people.
Yeah.
Where you're from? Yeah.
No, it's actually people. Southwest Florida.
Southwest.
I'm from.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like conflict. I'm just not
I mean, within conflict comes
responsibility.
Responsibility. That's the one thing I feel like a big, huge thing of your life right now. I feel like you're really into a responsibility part of your life. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I mean, you started a business. We're getting a studio. You move in with your lady.
Mm-hmm. You adopted a baby bird.
You adopted a baby. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the closet.
Your bird in the closet?
It fell. It hit a window and shit and hurt its wing and he took it down.
Man.
Fell out of a nest.
Jesus. Well, here's another good piece of news. So we met up with our new studio mate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what's his name?
Well, we don't know. We have to say his name.
You don't have to say
his name. No. We'll just call him Bill.
We'll just call him Dreamy McDream.
All right. So here's the story, guys. If you're into this, so we go, and it's like a competition because the guy is Dreamy.
The guy is Dreamy.
He's so Dreamy. Yeah. He's tall and Nordic.
Yeah, he's very Nordic.
And Dave just falls in love with him.
The guy was like, yeah, if I'm setting up stuff, if you guys ever want to help, you're like, here's my number. Call me anytime.
Listen, I'm a sponge.
You developed an instant man crush on this guy.
It happens. I think people develop it with us, and we're taking off.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. So he was telling us about this website, Stitcher.com. Yeah. We will be on Stitcher.com.
We're not on it right now.
Well, I have to fill out all this paperwork.
What is Stitcher.com?
Stitcher.com is a podcast site that allows you to stream any podcast. It's got like Smodcast on it. Oh, it's got like Fox News. It's got CNN. It's got all this stuff. And everyone signs up for it. It's pretty sweet.
I need to know how we sound out there. If anybody's listening, give us a text. Give us an email.
Call us. 646-915.
Tell us how our audio is doing, because right now we got music playing. We can't hear it. We got callers calling. We're paying money for stuff.
Music's off, isn't it? Is it
still going? I hear something.
It's the cat. The cat. Meow.
So over the past couple weeks that we've been off, a lot has happened too. My buddy up in John had
a baby.
His baby.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone's having babies these
days.
Don't
get me started on that baby. Don't get me started on that baby. You want to know what I think about that baby?
I want to know what you think about that baby.
This guy posts pics of his baby.
Yeah.
It's all contorted, you know?
But all babies are weird looking.
But no, not contorted. I think they, like, contorted the baby to, like, look cute in these pictures.
Oh, so
like,
you
all,
think
like,
they're just...
You know, they, like, they posed it. They put the flower. I looked at the pictures.
The kind of baby that wouldn't really know to pose.
Right. Yeah. Just like, you know...
Obviously.
It's like putting a hat on a dog, you know? It's like...
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, are you going to... You know,
but it also got me thinking, and it was also like February for me is a big birthday month. I know a lot of birthdays in February.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was out buying cards. And like, I feel like cards are just a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Like, why do we really need to get cards? Why am I not plugged in my computer? Why is my computer not plugged in?
I haven't touched anything.
Again, I stop. And the whole show stops. Thank you, buddy. What are you laughing at?
We have a studio now.
We have a studio.
We have a studio
we're
now.
We're going big. So
what?
I leave for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And the whole world falls apart.
What are you talking about?
I leave all these protests in the Middle East and Africa. You know, people. I go out of town for 2 weeks, and everything just goes to hell in a handbasket.
Not really much happened.
No.
Like, what are you talking about?
Everywhere. People are mad.
Give it to me. Tell me what.
People are upset. You know? I really don't have anything.
What do they want?
What
do they want?
You don't know what you're talking about at all.
No.
No.
Freedom.
Freedom. Wow. What do you got over there? You got a bunch of stuff written down, but you got nothing to talk about. That's the funny thing about you. 646-915-9228.
Couple housekeeping.
What's going on?
A little bit of business. What's her name? Katie still needs her CD from Two Thirds Goat.
We have to get it from her.
Well, all right. Well, those jokers got to give it to us. So
that's what I'm saying. We got to get it from
Two Thirds Goat,
and get that out.
We got to be beholden to our word.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So I put a couple things together this week.
Okay.
Right. So here's the first one.
I'm excited.
Dave's Subway Adventures.
So, you know how I like to talk about my Subway Adventures.
That was it?
Oh, that's pretty good. So
I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah.
All right.
Dave's Subway Adventures.
Who recorded that?
Me.
No, but who's... Is that you?
That's
is that
my
your
voice?
Voice?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good voice.
Yeah, nice, man.
Okay, it doesn't
sound
why I have my own radio show.
How come you can't use that voice on the air with us?
It's because I like to get a little more gruff.
So, did you have a Subway
adventure? I had a Subway adventure. So, this was a really weird one, and I want to talk about this after. You know, like, when you ever have, like, something in your pocket, and you're not sure why it's there?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm walking around, and I had a wad of napkins in my pocket. And I was like, why do I have these napkins in my pocket? I didn't throw them out. I just had this wad of napkins in my pocket.
Right.
And I kept – every time I put my hand in my pocket, I was like, why are these in here? This is ridiculous. I should just throw them out. Never did. So I'm on my way home the other night, and I'm sitting there, and about half the car way down is this girl rubbing this other girl's back. And all of a sudden, this girl starts just throwing up, like crazy throwing up, like putrid, yellow, milky weirdness throwing up. And she was probably drunk, but maybe it was something worse. But all this girl had was to like help her clean up was like this one little tiny napkin.
Oh,
right. So I'm thinking to myself,
That's why I have the napkins.
That's where you come in.
So I walk over there, and I give her all the whole wad of napkins, and she was really thankful. And the girl continued to throw up, but she cleaned her up.
There's a God.
That's nice.
There's a God,
and he has a plan.
He has a plan. So it's like, you think something like that is meant to happen? Do you think there's, like, planned out things that we don't know about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something why the earth keeps spinning, you know, on its
axis. Wheel
axis.
Keeps turning.
You know, wheels in the sky keep on turning.
Exactly.
Ugh, man.
So are you saying that protests in the Middle East and stuff, like all the horrible, like, dictatorships and things and the bloodshed that's happening, is the same will of the same, like, universal thing that made sure Dave had enough napkins in his pocket for a drunk bitch on the subway?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because...
Okay.
Because of
I'm down.
Gaddafi, you know, and all that.
Serendipity.
I had enough napkins in my pocket.
Yes, and.
Yeah. Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow. You've seen it.
No, I never saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like one wrong move.
Right.
That freaking, it starts with the fruit cart vendor in Tunisia,
and it's
exploded.
It spreads. Is that what it was?
Yeah, the police took away this guy's fruit cart, his only source of income, so he set himself on fire. People were like, shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fruit cart.
646.
The fruit cart revolution.
Fruit cart. You take away my fruit cart, you can better believe there's going to be some.
You do have a fruit cart.
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah.
But that's how it started. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's the spark.
646-915-9228. It's the spark.
Yeah. Call us and tell us what's sparking you right now.
What's sparking you?
What's your sparking?
Sparking you.
Ugh.
What is sparking you? So I think this should be more of. It's more like, who's the dude of the week?
I like that. Yeah.
Who's the dude of the week?
I think we all know the answer to this.
Yeah, but dude of the day's got a ring to it.
Dude of the week.
I think we all know the answer
to
this.
We definitely know the answer to it.
Give it to me, Ryan.
Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen.
I feel like you have bad issues with Charlie Sheen.
Because every time I talk about him, I
want to get out.
No, I think
let's get a little conflict. You don't want to. What are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, I fucked up. What? I mean, come on.
You're cool.
Winning.
I think it's funny. You know, the press eats it up. That's the thing. People love talking about it.
Sure.
Like, he's doing the – right now, he's like
– put your stomach away.
Do you see that?
Can I compare and contrast two different celebrities very quickly?
Sure.
Tiger Woods and Charlie Sheen. When Tiger Woods had his whole, like, meltdown, it was sexy, it was a surprise, blah, blah, blah. He obviously was ashamed of it. Charlie Sheen is embracing his because this is nothing new.
Right.
It's just been brought to light. And that's really what I like about it. It's extremely honest and forthright.
It is honest, and I totally 100% give him that. I do think, though, like, there is a certain level of, like, because Tiger wasn't like, I'm going to be honest and upfront about this. I'm going to tell like it is. And, yeah, I wanted to bang those girls. That's what Charlie's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, you have all these all this stuff coming out, and Charlie is telling it how it is. He's being really honest about it, and our society does not stand for that. We're like, this guy's going against the rules.
Yeah, but
so we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that he cannot.
But it's not
play by his
but
rules.
It's not working. And that's what I think is so great about it.
But
they did take his kids away.
They
took his kids away.
They
yeah.
took his show away.
Do you think he cares? I mean, like, honestly.
I'm sure he'll
like, if he really cared about his kids, he'd be
I'm
like,
sure.
he'd try to get him back.
I mean, these are the kids he had with Denise Richards, right?
No, I think Brooke Mueller.
Okay.
Which is one reason why it's such a weird thing, because she's just as much of a
he's the Lenny
mess
Bruce
as he
of
is.
Celebrity gossip, man. I mean,
oh, totally.
People need something.
Did you ever find that soundboard for him?
I have like an interview that's got some of the best clips.
Let's hear some.
I didn't find
a sound. Let's hear some of it.
And you're going to hear a little bit of the interviewer in it.
All
right. You know,
that's fine. I just want to hear some of it. We can talk about it.
Here we go. Can you hear it?
No.
No.
Can't hear.
This guy can't hear. Oh, the thing came out.
Oh, the things came out. Here, just plug this into it.
Yeah. Plug my iPod?
Yeah, plug your iPod into it.
Okay.
Just start it over.
Start that over. It's really a tough show getting back here.
A way that is.
Sheen has never been more candid about it and makes no excuses for it.
All right.
He also shared with us some of what really happened that night last month when he was rushed to the hospital after a drug-filled night with porn stars.
No, I mean
your anger
people,
and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion, my passion.
It's all
okay,
passion.
Your passion yes. is coming off as erratic
right.
to people.
Right, well, you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard, yeah, because it just, it fires in a way that is, I don't know, maybe not from this particular terrestrial realm.
I think some of those things that you're putting out there are making people think something's wrong with you.
That's up to, that has nothing to do with me, really. I mean, they're entitled to, I suppose, interpret stuff as they must.
Some
are, a doctor of. What
some are
doctor
saying
of?
That you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm bi winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes and is like in the corner, like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault? Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Have you had any celebrities reach out to you to try and help you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And it's and they're not telling me what to do.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
Well, they didn't give me any advice. And within that, there's great advice. It was just love. And so, you know,
what?
Just to see, it's oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID and it's like winning.
When was the last time you used?
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner, I use, household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes, when was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA, stupid expression or term. I don't remember. I do not remember.
A week ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago.
6 weeks, I don't know. It was a couple days before the suits rolled in and said, change it, change everything, we're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time. You took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive, you know.
What are we talking about? How much?
I don't know, man. I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
How do you survive that?
Time when we,
because I'm me.
9 minutes of a show and didn't realize that it was.
Because I'm me. I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I get tiger blood, man.
You don't worry that you're going to die when you take that many drugs?
Dying's for fools.
But you're only human.
Now, there's certain blends I will not entertain because that's how people go down. I'm too smart to do that. So, you know, I'm sorry for the guys that happened to, but, you know, you should have read the directions before you showed up at the party, you know.
So you actually have a strategy about how you take your drugs?
No, I just have a couple of rules. I don't know if it's a strategy.
You're clean right now.
Sure.
When so is this better now? Your life now, clean with your children.
Yeah,
is it
better
than being on drugs?
It's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it doesn't compare. They're whole different realities, you know. There's great
minutes,
things about both, but
yeah, a while,
what I'm harnessing now is
because we can't hear it.
Absolutely.
No, I can't hear it.
Yeah, right now, this is you listening
bring
to a laptop.
Down. Bring it down.
Okay.
Cool. What, buddy?
While you guys were going, I was saying things like, you guys remember when we did 32 minutes of a show and it wasn't broadcasting?
That's great. Happened before.
Yeah. I'm sure. Sure.
One of my favorite things that Charlie Sheen is doing. Well, first of all, he broke he set a Guinness record of Twitter people followers in a day.
Like a million.
Really,
1.3 million in one day, which is pretty amazing. It's awesome. But the other thing I love about Charlie Sheen is he's bringing back words.
Oh yeah,
gnarly. I think gnarly. It's time gnarly came back.
Gnarly's good.
Yeah. What are some other words like back in the day that just were like
bodacious?
Bodacious. It's a good one.
You guys remember Nards?
Nards.
Nards.
Yeah, like Wolfman's got Nards.
Do you remember Liar and Liar Pants on Fire? Do you remember Why Don't You Make Me? I don't make trash, I'll burn it. You know? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Gnarly.
Gnarly.
The thing about Charlie though,
you love this guy.
Well, he's a train wreck that's just unbelievable. Well, back in my college years, there was this girl that, for some reason, over the summer was hanging out. She was like hanging out with us, and she was from Scraps College, and she had a manic attack, and she went crazy up, and she thought she was on top of the world, and everything was good. She kind of sounded like Charlie.
Yeah.
The stuff that she was saying didn't really wholeheartedly make sense, but she was so. Like for it that it was like, all right, so it sounds like she kind of knows what she's talking about. She eventually went into a psych ward.
Really?
Yeah. So eventually they put her away. Like that's the one thing about Charlie. I feel like there's no one really there to like say, you know, maybe we should get him help. His dad and his brother like were like, they came out and did some interview or something where they were like, he needs help.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do anything, and he's not going to listen.
No.
So he's just going to have this probably crazy high and then eventually just crash. Like he even said in that interview, he's like, oh, what am I going to crash? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like so against like being bipolar. He's by winning. So it's just like he's this crazy high, but it's just this manicness that's just unbelievable. But it really stems from him not being able to live by society's rules anymore. He can't take it.
No.
He's like, I've been married three times. Didn't work.
Nope.
Now what? I'm living with two hot chicks. One's a porn star. One's a model. Fuck it.
Yeah.
He said, I'm tired of pretending that I'm not special.
That's my favorite. I love how he thinks he's special.
It's a Kenny Powers line.
It is.
He is special. We're treating him like it. What defines somebody as special? Tell me that. We use special to describe people that are mentally retarded.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like specials come to mean a lot of different things. What makes somebody exceptional or special, Mike?
I would say just a willingness to live and, you know, be like a radiant light.
Check. Charlie Sheen. Dave.
What makes someone special?
Right.
I would say Charlie Sheen.
If you think about it, like someone who's special gets, like in your life, if you, like, you know, like I would consider, like even you, Giggles, you're someone in my life that everybody likes. Everybody, you're fun to be around, and everyone around you responds in kind and treats you like, hey, Giggles is here. It's great. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
The whole of the nation is treating Charlie Sheen that way.
Mm.
All right. So what makes someone ordinary rather than being special? Like what makes someone not special?
I'm going to go ahead and say there's specials defined by Charlie Sheen.
So if he's the echelon and
ordinary,
of special.
Ordinary is defined as everybody else who's ever existed.
So, like, Jesus is ordinary.
Compared to Charlie Sheen.
To Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Gandhi's ordinary. Mother Teresa.
Gone who?
Ordinary.
Let's talk about Gone winning.
Mother winning.
Mother
winning. You just gotta love
it. Hey, dude, I'm loving it. Like, it's so refreshing to see this happen.
Yeah, it's true.
To be like, no holds barred. Listen, I'm gonna bang hookers and do blow. What?
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 I bang 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. It's hilarious. It's just a train wreck. It's amazing. So the other day, the latest news on him is Sean Penn is a huge advocate for Haiti. Mm-hmm. He's been down in Haiti for since that happened.
He's a summer home there.
Yeah, and he's down there and he's got this whole team. Blah blah blah, and he reached out to Charlie and he's like, "You got the world's attention right now. Why don't you come down to Haiti, and like help out and bring the world's attention down here." People will listen.
Right.
He's like, fuck it, Charlie Sheen's going to Haiti. So he'll be in Haiti pretty soon, and it'll be just a whirlwind of...
Is cholera a sexually transmitted disease?
No.
Okay, well then he's set. Yeah, he'll have a great time in
Haiti.
Have
a great time. Do you think he'll bring his goddesses? That's another
Seems like they travel with him. Yeah, the two people, women that he lives with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also, the other fun thing was, so he called up Howard Stern, I think, like midweek or something. And Howard's like, so how do you guys, like, live? Like, what's the bedding situation? Mm-hmm. And Charlie's like, well, there's two beds, and we just want to sleep in there. And Charlie's like, so they get one bed and you get the other? And he's like, no, no, each of them have a bed. I come in, I decide whose bed I'm going to sleep in.
Again.
That's like, special.
Winning.
Dude,
winning.
That's, hey, he's the id. That's what we all want.
Yeah. Everybody's jealous. I mean? Everybody's jealous.
They are.
You know?
And they're pissed off that he's living the life that, you know.
Sure.
It's like I had this friend. Not really a friend. I had this sworn enemy. I fucking hated this guy.
I hate this guy.
Back in Peebles, Ohio. And this guy he was married, and he would cock block anyone at any time because he knew he couldn't get it.
Yeah.
What do you mean he couldn't get it?
He was married. So he wasn't getting any. He didn't want you to. Yeah.
It's been told of you that you've been a terrible cock block.
Who
people.
Said that?
I think Scrap was saying that you were, like, one of the worst.
Oh, he's the worst. There's no one worse than him. Or you. You're terrible, too.
This
in
guy?
General.
No. Hold on. Let me back this up.
All right, let's
Let me
hear
back
it.
This up. Giggles has my dick, right? In his corner. Right?
Wow.
He's got my dick's back.
That's kind of scary, guys.
He's got my dick's back.
Do you have a story that could go along with this?
I got a couple stories to go along with.
Let's hear a Giggles got your dick story.
More than once. In fact, you know what? I have two, but I'm just going to combine them into one story. Let's
combine
do that.
Them up.
Let's mesh reality together. Let's sheen this out.
Sheen it up.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm going home with this girl, and Mike's walking with me and the girl. And Mike, Giggles here, is really, really drunk. And he gets in a fight with a mailbox. So much so that the next day you had little pieces of fiberglass still in your palm. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you would. And we're walking together, and all of a sudden he just runs ahead of me and the girl. So we get to stop, make out a little bit, and we're going back to my place. And when I get there, my roommates are like, hey, are you bringing a girl home right now? I said, yeah, how'd you know? They were like, Giggles just came by and told us. Here's the thing. I had two other girls. It was a complicated time in my life who were in my living room kind of waiting on me. And so because Giggles scouted ahead, I was out. I could take this girl somewhere else.
There you go.
And then I was in the room with her.
Look at that guy over there.
And we were doing, sexual congress. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I hear Giggles come in the house. And there's laughter, and my other roommates are laughing, and the door opens up to my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when this happens, when you're in the middle of intercourse with a woman, you don't want your Giggles friend to, you just don't want to. So what did I say, Giggles? What did I say at that moment?
I think you said, get the fuck out.
No, I said, shut the fucking door, dude, shut the. Because I was this close to, like, the time. You know what
so
I mean?
So you were with him when he was just about to do his O-face.
Just about
to. He threw something in the room. And I was like, what is that?
That must have been awkward.
And then, well, I finished, like, two strokes, I was done. No. He threw this thing in the room, shut the door, and I was looking over my shoulder, and you didn't see anything. I saw you just reach your hand in, right? So I finished up, and then I turned on the lights, and the girl's like, whoa, what's going on? Do they see me? Blah, blah, blah. And I saw what he threw in the room, and I just started laughing.
What was it?
And I said to her, just wait here. Just wait here. And I threw something on, and I went out, and it was a Russian girl that I was with. And I took this golf flag that he had stolen from a golf course, flag number 17, and I planted it on our couch and said, I claimed this soil for Russia.
Because she was a Russian. Because
she was a Russian girl.
Totally.
Totally.
This guy had my dicks back.
All right. I like it. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, guys?
Please don't be
What's
my mom.
Up, man? What's going on? Yeah, it is raining in New York.
It's our weather report.
Weather report from the weather. Who is this? Who is this?
Tim in Astoria.
Oh, Tim Dunn. Hey, what's happening, man? How are you doing? You listening? First time caller, long time listener?
That's right. You got it down the head.
We should have had you come on the show. I thought you were going
to
say no. Because right now we need some comic input. Right now we're sinking.
You're funny.
I don't think we're doing that terrible.
No.
So, Brian, what's going on out there? What do you got for us?
I'm putting my evening in your hands at this point. So I have a couple big decisions to make right now. I will literally do whatever you say to do. So here's predicament number one. It's pouring rain.
All right.
My dog needs to go outside real bad. He won't go outside when it's raining. Mm. He's doing the poop walk in the apartment. What do I do?
So your options are let him just drop right there, then clean it up after, or make some kind of like movable shelter for him so you put it over him and then bring him out in that?
I was not contemplating taking a movable shelter, but I guess that is an option.
I mean, put a poncho on him. He just won't go out in the rain.
What a diva dog.
He won't go
outside. Ugh, what a jerk.
What sort of diet has your dog had today? Anything that we should be concerned about? Like, would he blast ass all over your apartment floor? Or do you think it'd be a good, solid poo?
It's a wood floor, so
My suggestion, and this comes from years of experience, is take a small finger or a Q-tip, rub it around his anus, get a little bit of the poop that's about to come out, and put it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he'll go over to that spot and smell it and be like, oh, I've shat here before.
Wait a minute. You've done this?
Yeah.
Where have you done this?
You take a little – you finger your dog's anus a little bit, get your finger to smell like poop, and put it on the floor, and he'll go over there and smell it and be like, oh, I've shit here before. It's cool. And he'll just take a dump on the floor. It's fine. Trust me. I've done it many times.
You've done this?
Sorry, ladies. Giggles is taken.
Seriously. So, Tim, my suggestion to you is make the guy feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, make him feel comfortable. I would say if you could, make that little movable shelter for him. Like, maybe take, like, however many umbrellas you got and then kind of tie them together so that he has absolutely no rain hitting him. You could hold it and then just kind of walk him around with that umbrella tent thing happening.
Idea.
That's what we're here for. We're here to solve problems.
Yeah.
question. Should I go out?
Go out. Tell us where we're going.
Yeah, tell us where we're going.
I'm still on vacation.
You're always on vacation.
I was gonna drink
into
Manhattan, but we'll
see. What's in Manhattan? A little bar party.
Hmm.
So what's the chances of you getting hooked up over there?
Yeah.
I think that always boils down to whether you should go out or not.
Yeah. Or if your ex will be there.
Or if your ex will be there. Good point. So what's the chances? Like, give me percentage of what your chances of hooking up tonight if you go out.
Well, there are always people you can call. So, I mean, if I'm out in the city, I'm more likely to make those calls and stop by and do a drop by.
So the answer is yes. The answer is you should go out.
All right.
Why wouldn't you go out? I think that's the better question. Why wouldn't you?
It's pouring down rain, and the subways are all jacked up.
They are all jacked up. But you know what? And that's the one thing that people always like, oh, the rain. When you're really not in the rain that much.
Mm-hmm.
You're outside. Even if you bring an umbrella, you're really not in the rain that much. You're in the subway. You're in a taxi. You're in a bar. For 90% of the time. It's only that 10% of the time you're in the rain.
That's true. And another thing, rain makes people horny. Something about the rain. Like, just take somebody out and like just kiss somebody in the rain. They're going to love it.
They're going to love it. Dancing in the rain.
Yeah.
So, Tim, there you go.
Just go out on the street and start kissing girls.
Some amazing advice. I'm going to put my finger in my dog's asshole.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like to put girls together.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And kiss girls in the rain.
Yeah.
Kissing in the rain.
Craziness.
I love it, too.
Hey, we're here for you. Put your dick in our hands.
Changing lives.
Yeah.
Changing lives.
Totally. So, Tim, you're going to come on to the show. We got a studio now, so anytime you want to come down, it's open for you.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, good luck with putting your finger in your dog's ass. Let us know how it goes.
I'm already in there. I'm already wrist deep. Is that too far?
No, you're all right. Just keep going. He likes it. Look at him. He's got that little shit-eating grin on his face. He loves it.
Good show.
I know. And then now I'm going to stop because I've made everyone out there a little wet. All right. Later, buddy. So I think it's coming to the time, but I think we started about 10 minutes late, so we'll go another 10 minutes.
Sure.
To give everyone that full hour that we
got. Oh, yeah. They deserve it.
They've come to expect.
Yeah. They deserve it. Big show.
So what else is going on? Give me some other information
freaking
of what's been going on with
potholes
you.
Potholes everywhere.
Well, this is a really bad time.
Is this the worst time for potholes right
Why
now?
Why is that?
Well, I don't know, Dave.
Well, it's because it's the winter. The winter fucks the road.
Do you think the mob is in charge of the potholes? Because why can't they find something? I mean, here's the thing. We can make this, plastic, silicone, all this stuff.
I think the mob doesn't exist anymore what you think. Like, I think, back in the whatever, 30s, 40s, the mob had, an input. Like, they were, had their finger in every governmental thing that they could. I don't think they do anymore.
But do you think the mob, I mean, it could be, people that are corrupt in politics.
Yeah.
They don't have to be mob members, but they could just be mob-like.
The kind of mob mentality. Yeah. Well, there's the whole thing that's happening. I don't really know too much about it, but the whole thing that's happening in Chicago with the governor talking about unions are...
That's in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
But that's kind of like a mob mentality of being like, well, don't you unionize against me or we'll fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So...
That's interesting. I mean, I don't know, a shit ton about the subject
either.
But I think... The governor's just saying, listen, guys, we don't have the money for it. And everybody, and now this is a big deal. People are like, oh, we don't have the budget. When was this ever a problem? 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when people were like, oh, we don't have the money for this. Did we have the money for it then, or did we just spend it? And they didn't.
It's a good question. Well, 5-10 years ago,
every state has a deficit right now. New York's cutting 600 teachers or something, or 600 million. I don't know what.
I think it's Rhode Island has this thing right now where. They had a certain deadline where they had to tell their teachers if they're invited back to the school next year. And they had that deadline, and they didn't know what their budget was going to be like for next year. So they couldn't say who they were going to bring back, if they could bring anyone back. So they fired everyone in the state. They fired everyone.
Wow.
Really?
And then they're going to decide out who they're going to bring back next when they can. They just can't do it right now
because
they don't have the budget. So everyone got fired. It might have been just one school district, but it was in Rhode Island. It was one school district.
Yeah. Holy crap.
But that's a pretty wild. That's a pretty wild story.
I tell you, man, education is important.
What's really going on with that Wisconsin thing is one of the keys to Democrats winning office is unions, because they give money and contributions and organization.
Sure.
So, if you're on the opposite end, if you can take away their collective bargaining rights and weaken them financially.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, I was also reading this interview with Michael Moore. Everyone loves Michael Moore, but he was saying that we're really not as broke as the government is saying.
No, we're not.
And he was saying that 400 people in America hold like 90% of the wealth.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a lot of the tax bailout that we did in 2008 went to these 400 people.
Yeah.
If it's true, it's fucked up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, nobody cares.
Nobody cares? Nobody cares?
No, I don't see, I see people in the streets, but I see them in the streets over shit that doesn't matter, like Obama's birth certificate.
Yeah.
They scream loud
for stupid things.
If we had, if we were broadcasting and had, a couple thousand listeners tonight.
We do.
You know what I mean? Sure. But if we were had that many people, available to call, what are they going to call in about? Generally, your Joe average guy. Charlie Sheen or the unions?
Don't even call about Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's more interesting.
Yes, Britney Spears has a new single out.
She does.
Terrible.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So does Lady Gaga. I think we talked about this one.
It's terrible. I mean, I think when you
get a video, right?
Video, and J-Lo's got this new song out, and they're both, it's all techno, not techno, but
perhaps
electronic.
That's a good thing, though. Like, maybe that whole genre of that boy band 2000s is on its way out.
I don't think so. Backstreet Boys, do not ask me how I know this, but Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block are playing June 13th at the Izod Center.
Are you going to go?
In the Meadowlands, probably.
Who's really opening for who?
That's a good question.
Wait, who's playing? It's a Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block.
Ooh.
One night only at the Izod Center.
I bet you the Backstreet Boys take a backseat and say, no, you're the New Kids on the Block. You were there first.
Can they still call themselves the New Kids
they
on the Block?
They call themselves
NKOTB.
They got to be like 40, right?
Because they're not new.
No.
They're not new.
Anymore.
Terrible.
I played them on a jukebox in a bar today, ironically, and it didn't end up being nearly as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not. Why good? Why did you think that
was
going to end
good
up
back
any good?
David Valentine was with me. I make bad decisions when he's in the room.
It's true.
It is true.
It's terrible.
What's terrible?
It's just I was listening to Z100 or Y100, one of those radio stations, and they just rehashed all these songs. And if you listen to one radio station for the whole day,
mm-hmm.
it's like they play the song 30 times.
Well, that's a big problem with FM stations. They have these formats that they have to follow, and eventually it just gets boring.
Yeah, not like us.
Not like us. Not like us at all. All right, here's something that I watched the other day, and it blew my mind. So not on Netflix. It's streaming. It's actually a movie.
Well, I'm gonna write it down right now. What's it called?
It's called Paul McCartney is Really Dead. The Last Testament of George Harrison. I would suggest you guys watch this movie if you can.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
But it really blew my mind. I'm going to say this right up front. I don't believe that Paul McCartney is really dead. But there's some compelling evidence.
Really?
That Paul McCartney is really dead. And he died in 1966.
Good show.
Good show.
Next week, studio.
Yeah.
Studio show.
We'll be in the studio.
We'll be in the studio.
Let's have a bit of a party next week. Let's make it big.
It's going to be a party show, because this one was a little bit, tough to get back into.
It was a little rough.
A little rough, but
I think it's been fun.
Yeah, it was actually a good show, I think.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why you're so hard on it. I think it's been a good show.
He's just hard.
So dreamy.
So dreamy. All right, so what do we got coming next week? What do you got coming this week? Anything to promote?
Birthday.
Birthday's
on Wednesday.
Whose birthday?
Me.
Oh.
Turning 30.
30.
And then Saturday we're going to go out.
Saturday we're going to go out.
It's going to be big.
So I'm going to invite all the listeners out. Where's the bar?
We're going to do somewhere in Astoria. It's probably like.
You don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
I thought you put it out of the thing where you knew where we were going.
We're going to go to a Thai restaurant for dinner.
Okay.
But then we're going to go to. Come on, come to dinner. All
right, I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you. All right, so
I went to your dinner.
Yeah, but then you see, first of all, it was a bunch of dudes and you break. And then you left in like 2 hours.
Oh, I stayed for a while. Jeez. You look good.
Good. Really?
I'm tired.
Good.
I think I'm back on the bed.
Look at you. All right, big show next week.
Big
in the
show
studio.
Sunday.
I'm excited.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big. All right. That's the end of this show.
Good show.
Good show.
really dumb.